Dave and Ryan's movie review and action.
Everyone loves going to the movies. And while some are amazing, some are awful. Fortunately, we have Dave and Ryan, two guys with nothing better to do than watch movies of today and movies of yesterday. So get your popcorn ready, silence your phones, and relax, because the show is about to begin.
Cue Dave and Ryan in 3, 2, 1.
It's Dave and Ryan's movie review.
Sponsored by the Plan Z Diet. Conquer the crave with Plan Z, the diet that helps you lose weight and keep it off with real food, support, and no exercise.
Welcome in to another episode of Dave and Ryan's Movie Review, Take 83.
Yay!
Thank you. How are we today?
Fantastic.
And how was your week?
You? My week was great.
Right?
A little sore.
I want to get, you know, I've been sitting back watching football. Have you got your picks in and stuff for, you know, the playoffs and all that good stuff?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Like who you got winning the Super Bowl?
I think the Lions will win.
I think the Ravens are going to win.
Okay.
So we'll see. We'll keep that, you know, under our caps. But, you know, we got football going on. We got college football going on.
Who do you think's going to win the college?
I got to go with Notre Dame. I do. I'm a closet Notre Dame homer.
Yeah?
I have been for a long time, so I'll go with them.
They got a good chance.
They do. They do. We'll see. We shall see. A lot to go through today. I don't know if they asked for it, but we did it anyway.
Yes. Yeah.
The last two segments.
You did not speak, but we provided.
We heard you. We heard you.
Yeah.
The last two segments are going to be what we talked about it a couple weeks ago. We're breaking down the DC movies, all of them.
Yeah.
And we kind of go through and give you ratings and talk about a few of them. I mean, there's a lot of them, so we don't talk about all of them.
Yeah, and I'm not a big DC fan, so, you know, this will be kind of interesting for me.
And the other cool thing about it too is if you don't want to, you know, if you don't want to listen to it this way, the video is on YouTube.
Yes,
you can watch it.
You can see my disgust on my face.
You can. And so going in according with that, we're also going to our reviews are what we think are the worst DC movie and the best DC movie, and we'll talk about that here in just a bit. But before we get there,
you got to talk about the other YouTube chat videos.
Oh yeah.
We started doing these.
We started doing reaction videos. Now the Superman trailer came out 2 or 3 weeks ago. It's up there on YouTube, and then we just did one for a horrible looking horror comedy movie called Heart Eyes.
Yeah, and we watched the Red Band trailer. We didn't know it was the Red Band trailer.
We did not know that it was.
So there was a little foul language in that
one. So watch yourself when you're doing that. But yeah, it's just not going to, I don't think it's going to be a good movie. We'll see. But yeah, go on, watch those, like, subscribe, all those great things to our YouTube channel. And the other important thing is, you know, leave comments.
Yeah.
Tell us what you
Dave
think.
Dave will respond. I will not, because I do not care.
And Ryan can't spell.
This is also true.
So that's why we keep him away from the keyboards. All right. So now, can we do it?
I guess.
All right. Let's go to Hollywood.
Welcome to Hollywood Boulevard, the place of glitz, glamour, and dreams. Just kidding. This place is a dump. That's why Dave and Ryan come here each week. You get the news from Hollywood without fearing for your life on the Walk of Fame. It's This Week in Hollywood.
So there are some sad movies in here for you. I know you're
going to be upset about this.
Hollywood's
on fire.
It is on fire right now. But I think it's because 116 films have been disqualified for Best Picture consideration.
So many?
I had to look. Now, I even took a quote out of what the rules are. It says, feature films must open in commercial motion picture theaters in at least one of six U.S. metropolitan areas. Los Angeles County, the city of New York, the Bay Area, Chicago, Illinois, Miami, Florida, and Atlanta, Georgia, between January 1st, 2024 and December 31st of 2024, and complete a minimum qualifying run of 7 consecutive days in the same venue.
And these are just... This is just for
Best Picture.
For the Golden Globes or for the...
This is for Oscars.
For Oscars. Wow.
Yes. Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences. So that means...
What about foreign films that...
Any movie that is under 40 minutes is not considered for a Best Picture. Okay. The foreign films, they're included in that.
Well, a lot of the foreign films, they don't get released here in the U.S.
And I don't know, if you read between the lines on this, what they're saying there, to me, it's saying, okay, Netflix, if you come out with a fantastic movie, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, this is another thing, like, you know, yeah, this is dumb.
That's what it sounds like dumb. To me. Yeah, and when I tell you some of the movies that are not included or have been excluded from Best Picture, you're going to be very upset. Andrea Arnold's Bird, starring Barry Keoghan. Okay. Anna Kendrick's directorial debut, Women of the Hour. That's on Netflix. It's about a lady that met a serial killer on the dating game, and that really happened. That's a true story. Michael Keaton, we talked about that. Knox Goes Away.
Yeah.
That one. Bad Boys Ride or Die will not be in consideration for Best Picture. Neither will Mean Girls or Madam Web.
Well, I understand that. But this is it's, you know, the Academy Awards or the Oscars, they're for, you know, basically the cinema. It's the celebrate them. And now they're just limiting. It's like, no offense, but it's like, you know, the U.S. winning the World Series and calling themselves world champions.
It's true.
It's, you know, it's, I know they're trying to save the theater industry because, you know, not a lot of people like going to the movies. Mm-hmm. I know we encourage people to go out to the theater.
Absolutely.
But a lot of stuff is being released online. So it's just dumb to me.
It is. It is. They'll figure it out.
You know, yes, they do need to change. But this is not the change that's needed.
No. Because there are some fantastic films that are like straight to Netflix or straight to Prime Video and stuff like that. And to not even allow them to be thought of in that way. Now, if you notice, sometimes Netflix will do a movie premiere.
Yeah.
And that's probably why they've started doing this now. So then the Golden Globes came out. Golden Globe winners. We only talk about winners here, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Zoe Saldana. For Zoe Saldana for Amelia Perez. She won for Best Supporting Actress in Any Motion Picture, which is on Netflix.
Yeah.
So I'm going to have to watch that one. Best Supporting Actor, Kieran Culkin, A Real Pain. That actually was, I found out the other day, was written by Jesse Eisenberg.
Really?
Yes. Strange as it may seem, Lex Luthor can write screenplays.
Can he?
Well, he can't be Lex Luthor. Let's put it that way. Conclave, and I told you I just watched this one the other day, won for Best Screenplay. Great movie. Really good. Performance by an actress in a motion picture, musical, or comedy. Demi Moore, The Substance. This was a horror comedy movie that came out. I'm going to have to watch that one. I looked the other day. You're going to have to pay to watch that one, though, sadly. Best performance by an actor in a motion picture, musical, or comedy. Sebastian Stan. A Different Man. So the MCU guy gets it a Golden Globe.
Yeah.
Good for him. Best Motion Picture Animated, Flow.
Huh.
Which is amazing because it was going up against like Moana 2, Wallace and Gromit, Wild Robot, and Inside Out 2. So
I haven't even heard of Flow.
I haven't either. That's going to be one to keep an eye out when Oscar time comes around. Best Director Motion Picture, Brady Corbett for The Brutalist. Original Score Motion Picture, Trent Reznor, Atticus Ross for Challengers. And if you're thinking the name Trent Reznor sounds right, yes, or sounds familiar, yes, because he is Nine Inch Nails.
Yeah, he is.
Very strange. Best Original Song, El Mal.
Well, it's not that strange. It's not. Rob Zombie directs films.
Well, I'm just talking about scoring. I believe
Marilyn Manson does it too.
I believe that Trent Reznor scored 7.
Okay.
I think he did. El Mal won for Best Original Song. That is from Amelia Perez. Cinematic and Box Office Achievement. We talked about this one. Kind of a different category. Wicked won this one.
Of course it did.
Sure it did. And then Best Motion Picture, Musical, or Comedy. Amelia Perez won for that as well for the Golden Globes. Yeah.
Just because these guys won the Golden Globes doesn't mean they're going
to
win Oscars.
No, but it does give you a direction that the Oscars are going to go to when it comes time for nominations, which I believe come out the 17th. No, it's a Monday, so I'm not quite sure what.
Well, it's got to come out soon.
They're coming out soon, because, maybe the 19th.
Because the Oscars are always in February, the end of February.
Yeah, maybe.
Right before, Yeah.
If anybody will ever put those dang fires out.
Yeah, well, you know, I wouldn't be heartbroken if it moved to a different location.
It's possible. Let's do the box office really quick for last week. Number five was Wicked. Brought in $9.9 million on a $450.5 million total. Moana, $12.4 million, $425 on its total. Nosferatu, $13 million on a $69.2 million total. Sonic 3 brings in number 2, $21.3 million and $187.6 million to its total. And Mufasa, $23.4 million on a $168.2 million total. Our projections are not in there because, well, it comes out this week.
Yeah.
I screwed up on that one.
I was just going to ask you, I was like, where are our projections?
That's on me. It comes out this week. So,
if you'd like to complain to Dave, it is at dave@kol.net.
Thank you very much.
/idiot.
Send those to me and I will respond as I see fit. Let's put it that way.
You can send things to me, but I can't read.
He can't read. He can't spell.
Yes.
So if you get a response,
I'll send you a voice memo.
If you get a response, it might be from Ryan and it may be in crayon. Just putting that out there. All right. So we got to get moving. When we come back, we're going to review what we feel is one of the worst DC movies of all time and one of the best DC movies of all time. When we come back on Dave and Ryan's movie review brought to you by the Plan Z Diet.
Everyone on set, shut up. Shut up. These two buffoons are about to talk about a new release. Dave and Ryan's movie review, segment one. Action.
What's more exciting than a brand new release to the movie theater? According to Dave and Ryan, nothing. They're the first to see it, so you're the first to hear about it.
All right, so today on our All DC show, we are talking about now what we feel is one of the worst DC movies of all time and one of the best DC movies of all time.
Well,
what?
One person is a big DC fan here, so
okay.
I left these choices to him.
All right, so the
I do agree with this one.
The worst one is kind of. Superman 4, The Quest for Peace. Christopher Reeve, Mariel Hemingway, Margot Kidder. Gene Hackman returns for this one. He was not in Superman 3.
No.
And then John Cryer is in this one as Lex's evil nephew, Lenny Luthor.
Yeah, this
and he's
movie
horrible
was
in it.
So bad.
So bad. Superman decides he is going to rid the planet of nuclear weapons. And he's still working on it, I guess.
Didn't do a very good
job. I'm not 100% sure. Mariel Hemingway enters into the fray as a rich girl whose daddy buys the newspaper, and she becomes the editor-in-chief, and she kind of has a thing for Clark Kent.
Ooh.
But we all know where his loyalties lie. Lois Lane.
With Crypto the dog.
Yeah. But yeah, this is just a bad movie.
It is horrible. Don't watch it.
And I'm sad that it is the final Christopher Reeve Superman movie. I'm just sad.
You know, I would put this one right there up next to The Flash as bad.
And this one's worse than The Flash.
Not by much.
Yeah, it's
also Supergirl was pretty bad too.
John Cryer in this movie is terrible. I mean, like terrible, terrible. All right, so that's enough of that.
We're
going to talk about the what I feel, apparently, it's just me now, is the best DC movie of all time. It's also, I've got, you know, research that backs it up. It's The Dark Knight. This is Christian Bale. This is Heath Ledger. This is such a great movie.
Yeah, we've talked about this.
Aaron Eckhart, Gary Oldman.
I think Christian Bale did a great job as Batman, but not as Bruce Wayne.
Right. Right, and the thing about this movie, and we'll talk about it again in the next segment, is this kind of sets the story on the path that everybody knows for Batman. Does that make sense?
Yeah, well, like everyone knows the story about how his mom and dad died, and then he becomes Batman. But there's this big gap between him when he was that little kid to when he was an older guy that's basically this kind of skimming through that story.
It skims through it, and also at the end when we get to the point where he is hunted by the police,
yeah,
and the police do not like him now. So that then we're on that path now. This is not your Adam West Batman where him and you know the cops are great buddies.
Yeah.
This gets you that grittier side, and Heath Ledger, sadly, after this one, what did he do? Have one more movie come out or two more movies came out after this?
I think he had one. It was the one where two guys had to step in and finish it for him. I don't remember. It was like the Magical Imperium or something.
Yeah, of Dr. Parnassus or something. Yeah. Like that. Yeah. But sadly, yes, he took his own life after doing this movie. And it's just, it's riveting to sit and watch this and to watch everything that he goes through and everything that his character goes through. And we still don't know why he has those scars.
Yeah, there are so many theories about it, but yeah. And you know, honestly, Heath Ledger did a great job as the Joker. He's probably, I have two people might that's live action, because Mark Hamill will always be the voice of the Joker. But live action, you got to go with Heath Ledger and the great guy himself.
Jack
Nicholson.
Yeah, and Ledger's was so much grittier, and it was just it was almost a study,
yeah,
of what goes on, and you could watch his mind work, and it was amazing how that one of my favorite scenes is how when it's towards the end of the movie, when Batman leaves and that cop stays in the interrogation room with him, and he starts needling him about his buddies, and you want to know which ones, you know, begged for their life like a dog and that kind of stuff, and finally pushes him over the brink, and then he lets him out.
Yeah.
So he's so good in this, and I think that was what was, you know, the saddest part about it, and I think even sadder for The Dark Knight Rises, because we could have had another Heath Ledger story in this one.
Yeah, well, I always hear mixed things about at the end of this one when he's hanging upside down.
Yes.
Did he drop to his death, or did he get cut loose?
Who knows?
Yeah.
Because he was the last time we saw him was he was hanging.
Yeah.
And the cops were rushing the building. So I guess we're just assuming that the cops reeled him in and took him off to Arkham. Maybe.
That kind of makes sense, but it doesn't make sense because he wasn't in the next one where
right.
Everyone from Arkham was released.
Right. And the other
because
thing...
Because I don't think the Joker would have just sat all willy-nilly and let everything else happen in that
right.
next movie without yeah. him doing something.
Well, that makes sense. I get that now. Yeah. I never looked at it that way. You're pretty smart sometimes.
I try.
I don't know why, you know, I have never thought that before, but yeah, that's a pretty good it's a pretty good thought there.
Those are the kind of thoughts I have.
Dark ones.
I'm Batman.
Don't have to say that. We've established it.
Yeah.
You don't have to say it.
Everybody knows who you are.
All right.
Did you ever watch The Big Bang Theory when Adam West was on there and they're talking about the best Batman? He's like, I didn't have to say who I was. I showed up and people knew.
Well, yeah, I've never watched that one. Still, for my money, James Earl Jones.
Yeah.
When they went and were harassing Carrie Fisher. That was probably my favorite Big Bang Theory. All right, when we come back, we're going to start into it. Lots of movies going all the way back to 1951. And we're going to talk about as many of them as we can. On when we talk DC films. Okay, that's coming up.
It's going to be a long one.
It is. On Dave and Ryan's Movie Review, brought to you by the Plan Z Diet.
Hey, idiots. We're back from commercial. Dave and Ryan's Movie Review, segment 2, and action.
Okay, so we promised we were going to do this.
Yes, we did.
For better or worse.
Until death do us.
There are some movies in here that I completely forgot about.
Yeah, me too.
And so what we're going to do is we just kind of went through and I made a list of all the DC movies that were made all the way back to 1951.
And he checked it twice.
I did. And then I went back and kind of went through Rotten Tomatoes and got a Rotten Tomatoes score, a critics and an audience score. and then an IMDb score, which seems to kind of IMDb seems to kind of level out the playing field we've talked about in the past.
Yeah, yeah. So, I always, you know, IMDb is more of a professional, where Rotten Tomatoes is more of just, you know, it could get, you know, very, very ugly.
Well, we talk about the fact that, you know, if Rotten Tomatoes wants to hire us to say whatever they want us to about a movie, we'll do that.
Yeah.
I have no problems with it.
Yeah. Rotten Tomatoes is like the social media of movie review sites.
It's like Wikipedia.
Yeah.
It's, you can put whatever you want on it.
Yeah, pretty much.
All right. So we're going to start, of course, we're not going to go through all of them, but we will start in 1951. The first movie that DC had on their slate, when you look these up, Superman and the Mole Men.
That just sounds weird.
This starred George Reeve, the big, you know, one. I think he was even Superman in the television show back in the day.
Probably, yeah. The big-chested guy.
Yes, yeah. Anyway, the Rotten Tomatoes.
Manly man.
Right. Rotten Tomatoes audience score of 80%. An IMDb score of 5.5 out of 10.
See, I think that was kind of more of a cult classic.
It's, and I think it still is.
Yeah.
The next movie on the list definitely is.
Yeah, if you haven't seen it, you're not missing out.
No, but this one is definitely a cult classic, and then it skips from 51 to 66.
I love this
with
one.
With Batman, the movie, yes. With Adam West.
This movie was amazing. When I was a kid, it was on TV all the time. I'd always watch it. The part where he's spraying the shark repellent.
I was going to say, this is the first evidence of shark repellent, yeah. Isn't it?
Yep, yeah. Bat shark repellent.
And this came out in 66. Surprisingly, did well with the critics. An 80% critics score on Rotten Tomatoes, 60% audience score, and it scored a 6.5 out of 10.
That seems about right.
Not too bad. Then we jump forward really 12 years before we hear anything else, and that is honestly for me... For my money, it is the best Superman movie ever, and it's Superman, the original.
Dave was in high school when this came
out. Superman, the motion picture. I was six.
Teen?
Just six. All right, Christopher Reeve, by far for me, is the best Superman that's been on screen.
He played a very, very good Superman.
And we talked about this a couple weeks ago, the fact that he had that element of being nerdy and clumsy and, like... The way he acted in that role, it was like, this guy's not Superman.
Well, we got to remember, Christopher Reeve, he went to Juilliard.
Yes.
So he's a classically trained actor.
Yes, he was roommates with Robin Williams.
Yeah, and, you know, you don't see a whole lot of classically trained actors nowadays. You see a lot of, like, method actors, which is not necessarily, you know, classically trained. You know, it's all about the character for them, and then other actors, you know, they... Went to acting school, so they're kind of classically trained. But he was like the definition of classically trained. If you go to Juilliard for acting, I think you know what you're doing.
Probably. And they know what they're doing because you can't just walk in off the street.
No.
So
you have to audition. This is like, if you think it's hard auditioning for like a high school play or something like this, this is like 100 times more.
And so that movie did well with critics, 93%. On Rotten Tomatoes, 86% audience scored a 7.4 on IMDb. So that is not a bad movie. Then, of course, we'll jump forward. We talked about Superman 2 before. Swamp Thing, 1982.
I haven't seen this movie in a long time. And when I saw it on the list, I was like, yeah, it is a DC. If you've seen this movie, you know how weird it is.
Yes. Yes, they you know, got Adrienne Barbeau to be in this movie, who was, I believe, if I remember right, she was like almost a Scream queen.
Oh, almost, yeah. She was in a few Screamers.
She was a Scream queen. But anyway, 50% critic score. Actually, on IMDb, it did rather well, 5.3. Not too bad. Superman 3, horrible movie.
Oh, my God.
Gene Hackman didn't even want to show up for that one. That one did not rate well, as you could guess. Supergirl, horrible movie as well.
Yeah, back-to-back years, you know. Ooh, you know, Superman 3, you know, was horrible with the whole sun power guy.
No, that was 4.
Was that 4?
3 was the when... Richard Pryor was rounding up and took all the money from the company. And then at the end, it had Robert Vaughn was in it.
Was that the one he went, we flew backward to turn back time?
No, that was the first one.
Okay.
We'll talk about the
four. I don't know, they're all getting mixed up to me.
Yeah, four was, you know, we talked about that in the review.
Okay.
And there's a scene in there, and it just drives me nuts because four is the sun-powered guy, nuclear man.
Yeah.
Which doesn't work well because they created that character just for that movie. But how does he kill Nuclear Man at the end? Well, he just moves the moon in front of the sun. Forget about what it's doing to the ocean tides and stuff,
yeah,
apparently.
We don't need the moon for anything.
No. And then we jump forward to kind of maybe a renaissance, I guess, and we're going to jump forward all the way to 1989. That's Tim Burton's Batman. Fantastic film. I love this one.
There is two other movies that we skipped over.
Well, what do you got?
Well, you know, the Superman 4 and the Swamp Thing Returns.
The Return of the Swamp Thing.
But those we won't talk about those.
We don't want to talk about them.
We're going Batman!
Batman.
Michael Keaton
as Batman.
This was, growing up, this was my Batman.
Yes, and I still say probably one of the better ones. I put him and Bale probably 1-2.
Yeah, when someone says the Batmobile, I think the long stretched car.
Yes,
that was the Batmobile, and then you know the black with the yellow, with the bat symbol,
mm-hmm.
The utility belt.
Yeah, it would be many, many years before it would get much grittier.
Yeah,
but yeah, Batman, Michael Keaton. This had Kim Basinger in it, Jack Nicholson, and I think Jack Nicholson was one of the big draws. A lot of people looked at Michael Keaton as Batman.
Joker.
He did, but a lot of people looked at Michael Keaton as Batman and like, are you kidding me with this?
Yeah.
But he was a comedic actor.
He's not an action star.
No, he was comedy.
Yeah, but he did great.
He did. Then they came out with Batman Returns in 92.
With Danny DeVito.
Yes, and then things start to go really south for The Dark Knight in 97 with Batman and Robin.
Yeah, well,
Joel Schumacher.
Yeah, I know there was something between, because Tim Burton did the
first two.
The first two. But something happened, and there was a conflict of interest or artistic differences or whatever. So that's why Burton left, and it went more
campy. It went back.
Basically, they were trying to sell toys.
Yes, that's exactly what it was.
And then that's how you get bat nipples.
Mm-hmm. But that wasn't even in that movie.
No, that was the next one.
That would be Batman and Robin in 1997.
Although I do think Val Kilmer played a good Bruce Wayne.
Well, you know, we've talked about that. There are certain actors in that role that, okay, so I think really if you want to talk about it, it's a toss-up between, because here's the thing, you got to throw Bale out of the equation.
Well, I think Bale did an okay Batman, but I don't think he did a good Bruce
Wayne. I think he was marginally good at both. Does that make sense?
He was
the hybrid of both. Okay,
yeah.
George Clooney for me, it was probably the best Bruce Wayne.
Yeah,
because he is Bruce Wayne.
Yeah.
And then you know, as far as Batman goes, it's hard to say which actor is the best Batman.
I like Adam West's Batman because that's what I grew up with. I love Michael Keaton's Batman.
Yeah.
Even though, you know, with him, unlike Adam West and all the ones that came after him, his suit was a solid piece. He could not turn his head. So all the action stunts and things he does, he has to turn his entire top of his body. So
his whole shoulders and everything.
And then when we got him again in the Flash movie, was it the Flash movie?
Yep.
Yeah. You know, he actually had a decent suit.
Yeah.
But, you know, honestly, they should probably do the Batman Beyond where he's
old. I think it'd be fantastic if they did it, but you know what movie killed that?
The Flash.
Your favorite, yeah.
Such a horrible movie.
Then we get to 1997 with Steel, which honestly, if you look on IMDb, Steel is the lowest rated DC movie of all time.
And if you haven't heard of it, that was the one with Shaquille O'Neal.
Yes, yeah.
Was so bad.
Not good. Then there was the horrible Catwoman movie that people had a hard time with.
Cool outfit. Horrible, horrible.
But I think it was a cool outfit because it was Halle Berry, let's be honest.
Well, yeah.
Okay. Then kind of a dark horse, Constantine.
Yeah. Mine just went blank.
Keanu Reeves,
yeah.
Yeah, I'm still waiting. We've been hearing the last couple of months about a sequel. But
yeah.
fantastic movie. If you've never seen it, go out and find that one and watch it. All right, before we go in from 2005 forward, we're going to have to take a break really quick, and then we'll be back on Dave and Ryan's Movie Review, brought to you by the Plan Z Diet.
All right, imbeciles, everyone quiet down. Dave and Ryan's Movie Review, segment 3, and action.
Going forward with our list here of DC movies, and we left off with Constantine, but another movie came out in 2005, just a little one, maybe you've heard of it, Batman Begins.
It was okay.
This starts what I believe is probably one of the best trilogies of all time.
I would say it was a very good movie.
Mm-hmm.
But it pretty much, it's another origin.
It is.
It basically started off the whole origin story movement.
Yeah. And that's the one thing that I like about what James Gunn has said about the Dark Knight and Batman in the new DC universe. You're not going to get that. We know that story.
I'm sick and tired of reboots and the brand new origin story. Yeah. Brand new origin story. We don't need an we already know who he is. Let's let him kick some butt.
That's right. And then pigeoned in between Batman Begins and The Dark Knight in 2008, we had 2006's Superman Returns, which was not a bad movie.
Yeah, it
was. Gave us a really good Kevin Spacey as Lex Luthor. I think he was probably one of the best Lex Luthors we've ever
had. That whole movie looked like everybody just phoned it in.
Could have. Could have. Another, then The Dark Knight came out in 2008.
So was that the first time... who played Superman in that?
Brandon Routh.
Okay. I was thinking, that wasn't the Cavill.
No. The Cavalrine? No.
Yeah, the Cavalrine.
No, that was not him. We'll get there. Okay. 2008, The Dark Knight. Heath Ledger.
Very good Joker.
Unbelievable Joker. Won an Academy Award for that movie, and it gave us kind of a... Now it kind of set it on track as where as, okay, this is the Batman that I remember from the comics. Batman was always hunted by the police. The police didn't like him. They didn't want anything to do with him, and this is the Batman that I remember from the comics. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
They got you down that path.
A little more grittier, but
a little
yes.
more, yep. Then 2009's Watchmen, I did not think was a bad film.
There's a lot going on in it. I never really got into the Watchmen comics, so as someone who just jumped in feet first, you know, I kind of drowned in the deep end. I was like, I don't know what's going on here.
There's a
who
lot.
Who are these people?
There's a lot going on in that.
I was like, that's like the wannabe Batman. That's the wannabe Martian Man or Superman or whatever.
If you've never watched it, the series on Max is really good.
I'll have to do
that. Yeah, and it's really good. Jonah Hex was a throwaway. That was a horrible movie with Josh Brolin.
So bad. And?
I'm waiting.
No, I said, you're the one and who?
No, I just remember Josh Brolin in that movie. That's how bad that movie was.
It was Megan Fox was in it.
Oh, was she in that? Yeah. Flavor of the month. then 2011 came the movie that everybody thought ruined and ended Ryan Reynolds' career.
I didn't think it ended it, but I think it was definitely such a horrible movie that he would probably think twice before taking another crappy movie. And then he made NYPD.
Yeah.
RIPD.
But I got to work with Jeff Bridges.
Evened
it out. Still. But the thing about Green Lantern, I didn't hate the movie. The villain was terrible.
Oh, he was so bad.
I hated him at the end. Then 2012 brought the end to Christopher Nolan's Dark Knight series with The Dark Knight Rises. This one got a little bit grittier. This one got introduced Bane, and everybody remembers Bane from the comics is the man that broke the bat, and that's what he does, and he has to fight back and come back in that one. Great movie, and I think it was a great end to that trilogy.
I liked the ending. I liked the part with Bane. I just think it could have been better.
Yeah?
With the whole... What's her name?
The only thing that I hated about it was the way they left it hanging with Joseph Gordon-Levitt.
Yeah.
But it is what
A Robin series would have been cool, too.
Yeah. Absolutely, it would have been. Or even like a Batman Beyond series with him taking over. Anyway... then 2013, then we get Cavill with Man of Steel.
Okay.
Met to pretty good, a 75% audience rating. IMDb 7.1% out of 10. That's not bad.
If I remember, this is the one where, not Harrison Ford.
Kevin Costner.
Is
Jonathan Kent.
Well, he's like, no, let me die.
Yep. Yeah. Well, and you know what, though?
It's like, he can move super fast. No one would have seen him.
Well, it is what it is, though. Because that's the way it was in the Superman movie. I mean, it wasn't because of a tornado. His dad just had a heart attack and died right there on the spot. Then that started us down that road. Batman versus Superman, Dawn of Justice. Not a
horrible
great
movie.
Not a great movie.
Martha. Well,
funny thing was,
should have just said Rosebud.
Funny thing was, nobody really connected it before they did in that movie. That their mothers had the same name. Yeah. Nobody connected that. 2000.
Even during the movie, people were like, who the? Martha.
Who's Martha? 2016, Suicide Squad. Terrible movie. Horrible.
I didn't hate it.
The second one was better.
Yes, but the first one was okay. I liked Jared Leto's Batman, Joker. He was more of like the gangster Joker, and that's what that movie was. It was not necessarily true to the comics. It was more of kind of a modern day version of it. You know, there's no over the top silliness.
Yeah.
It was more, you know, he came from this Joker came from the streets, and that's kind of how it played.
I would agree with that. I'll agree with that. Then the movie that really surprised a lot of people, me included, 2017's Wonder Woman.
Yes.
This was a great movie. I loved this movie.
It's probably one of my favorite DC films, and I'm not a big DC fan.
Jordan and I talked about the fact when I told him that Steel was the lowest rated movie. He goes, you cannot tell me that Steel was worse than Wonder Woman 1984. And we'll talk about that one coming up in just a bit. Then you've got Wonder Woman. Now you've got Justice League. Comes out in 2017.
That was so bad.
Not good. It was just thrown together. Then
it should have been just called, you know, Batman Tries to Save Everyone.
Tries again. That's right. And then 2018, you get Aquaman after he's been introduced in 2017's The Justice League.
I thought Momoa did a good job.
I didn't like the story, though. No, I loved him in the role. I didn't hate that movie. The second one wasn't great, but the first one was really good. Then 2019, and I really liked this one, Shazam.
I didn't care much for it.
I remember watching Shazam, or back in the day as they called him, Captain Marvel.
Yeah.
On Saturday mornings. It was like the highlight of my Saturday morning when he was on the Justice League cartoon, you know? So then you had that. Then you had the Joaquin Phoenix Joker come out in 2019.
That was a good one.
Which was a good one.
It wasn't necessarily a comic book movie.
No.
It was more of a psychological thriller.
It was like a falling down.
Yeah.
If you remember that movie with Michael Douglas.
Yep.
Then 2020, Birds of Prey. I couldn't do it. I could not sit through this one.
It had potential, but
it did
because the whole starfish.
No, that was the first one. That was the second.
This was the one that was... They start on the beach, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. And everyone dies.
But, no, that's Suicide Squad still. Birds of Prey was just the female cast. And Ewan McGregor played Black Mask.
Hold on.
This one came out 5 years ago. Suicide Squad 2 was the one where everybody died.
I'm getting Suicide Squad 2 and Birds of Prey mixed up. Birds of Prey was the one where... It was Obi-Wan Kenobi, wasn't it?
Yeah, Ewan McGregor.
Ewan McGregor. And they fight at like this weird playhouse.
Yeah, and he played Black Mask.
Okay.
Yeah, that movie.
I got everything straightened out now.
I could not do that. Couldn't do it.
Yeah, it had, if I remember correctly, it was, she'd just broken up with the Joker, right?
Yep.
Okay. So yeah, it had some potential, but they went way off track because I think they were trying to make Margot Robbie more of a star than the actual character. And, you know, people love Harley Quinn.
They do.
Like, it's like really kind of sickening how much people love Harley Quinn. And I know there's a series on Max, a cartoon one.
Harley Quinn and Poison Ivy.
Which is very, very popular. And the voice actor, she was on The Big Bang Theory.
Kaylee Cuoco.
Yeah.
And then comes the horrible movie Wonder Woman 1984. Didn't like it. Pedro Pascal's character in this movie
was
terrible.
So bad.
Cheetah was terrible. This just is not a good movie at all.
And it left it it left like a big giant cliffhanger.
It did. And you're never going to, you'll never see it.
And I don't think anyone cares.
No. And then 2021, then the Suicide Squad.
Okay.
Where everybody dies on the beach and you got the big starfish. Yeah. And Sylvester Stallone is the shark.
Yeah, and then
King Shark.
Yeah, we also get John Cena's spinoff, his
the Peacemaker, which I still to this day say will argue that it has the greatest opening title sequence of all time.
Yeah,
that song is fantastic.
I'll check it out.
Number 2022, Robert Pattinson's The Batman. I liked the movie. I think I've told you there were so many times
wasn't
when they could have ended this movie. Not really. I mean it. He's already Batman. You don't have to get into what happened,
but
he finds out about his family.
Isn't the Batman kind of an off version of the TV series Gotham?
No, because, well, it depends on how you look at it. Like I said, he learns more of about his mom and his dad.
Because in Gotham, it's more focused around how the villains became the villains.
And him growing up.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then you don't see, in Gotham, you never see him as Batman until the very final episode.
Yeah.
And then this one, the Riddler, who was fantastic, Paul Dano was fantastic in this movie, he played the Riddler, and he had information about his mom and his dad. It comes out that his mom was actually an Arkham. That was her family name.
Hmm.
And his dad, and they did all kinds of crooked stuff. And so, yeah. But they missed so many opportunities to where they could have ended this movie and not had it be 3 hours long. That's my only complaint about that movie. 2022, a movie so bad it never got released, Batgirl.
Well, the TV series had so many problems.
Mm-hmm.
It started off with Ruby Rose was the original Batgirl, and she played, I believe it was only one season, and she is a horrible actress.
Yes.
I will tell you straight up, worst actress ever. If you've seen, she was okay in Orange is the New Black because she didn't have a whole lot of lines.
Yeah.
And in John Wick 2, I believe.
I can't remember which one.
She was so bad, they took all of her lines away and made her mute. That's how bad she is.
That should tell you what you need to know.
And then they cast her as Batgirl, and then, you know, she walked away, and they replaced her. But then it's just, you know, after, you know, you can't revive a dead horse.
No, but like we were talking the other day, I can't believe that they haven't released this movie on Max.
Yeah.
It's done. It's sitting on a shelf somewhere. What's it going to hurt?
It's got to be so bad.
Put it out
because
there.
Because it had some big names in there.
It did. Keaton was in it as Batman.
Yep.
Brendan Fraser was in it right after he won the Oscar for The Whale as Firefly. Yep. I mean, J.K. Simmons was back as Gordon. What more do you need, really? I don't know. Then another movie that did not score very well, Black Adam.
This was just bad storytelling.
Here's why Black Adam was a bad movie. It was not I think they got the right guy. I think the script was not good.
No, the script was horrible.
But the reason that so many people were upset is at the end of the movie, your mid-credits scene, is Henry Cavill making his return as Superman. And then like 3 months later, they say, no, he's not coming back. That was the stupidest thing ever.
It's like they teased you and then they just said, oh, nope.
Yep. And then 2023, sadly, Shazam Fury of the Gods was not a good film either.
I've only seen...
The Skittles part was probably the best part of the whole movie.
Say, I've only seen one scene, and this was the one with the Skittles and the unicorns.
Yes, that was probably...
Taste the rainbow, beep!
That's probably the best movie. The best part of the whole movie. Then your favorite, The Flash.
I did not like this movie.
I didn't like it because, and I told you why. Had nothing to do with him running backward to go forward.
I liked Keaton as Batman.
Yes.
I liked the girl who played Supergirl. Superman's cousin. Yeah,
Kara.
Supergirl. But, you know, everything else was just kind of weird. You know, I liked the whole how at the very end, you know, I guess he ended up in a different timeline where instead of Affleck, it was
Clooney. Yeah.
But
that was kind of clever.
Yeah.
But like I said, the reason this movie upset me so much is you touted all of this time that you were going to make a Flashpoint Paradox, and you had the opportunity because you had, you know, a Bruce Wayne in your universe. You had a Martha Wayne in your universe, and you chose not to make that movie. And that is what upset me the most about it. And then, of course, Ezra Miller going off the deep end.
Yeah.
2023.
And going forward to go backwards.
That, yeah, can't forget that. And then The Blue Beetle. I didn't hate it.
It was kind of DC's attempt to be more funny.
It was.
Be more of, you know, I know they made Suicide
Not
Squad.
Not put such a dark movie out.
Yeah, but Suicide Squad, you know, it was funnier, but it was still really dark. Where this one was more trying to be Marvel funny.
Yes. And then also in 2023, you had four DC movies coming out in 2023. The last one that came out was Aquaman and The Lost Kingdom. We already talked about that. I didn't like this one at all.
I didn't like it. It was a no for me.
It didn't work for me. And then last year, Joker Folle Deux came out, and we all know how that one ended up.
Hated it.
We weren't the only ones. We were not the only ones.
You know, the whole twist with Lady Gaga was, you know, I don't know if they're planning on making another one, but if they do, it's got to be better than this one.
Yeah, well, and not the only thing.
And if you have no idea what I'm talking about, apparently Joaquin Phoenix wasn't the actual Joker.
Yeah, that was made very clear at the end.
Yeah.
Which sucks because
Well, I haven't seen it, but I know that. And I know other people who haven't seen it might not know that.
Yes. But Spoiler! Also, Joaquin Phoenix, if he was the Joker, would have made the perfect Joker in Robert Pattinson's universe. He would have been great. But they've already got Barry Keoghan in that. So, all right, that's going to do it for us.
Yeah.
Busy, busy show of DC.
Busy as a bee.
All right. So, until next time, America, go see a movie.
And that brings us to the end of this week's journey. But don't worry, Dave and Ryan have more movies to watch and more opinions to spew next week. You can relive today's episode at CastleCountryRadio.com. Thanks for joining us on Ryan and Dave's Movie Review.
Ah, the hell with it. Send it in, we're done. See you next week.